91X News.
It's 10 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Burry. A Trenton man is being charged with impaired driving after a collision on Friday. Quinney West OPP officers came across a two-vehicle collision on Dundas Street East just after 10 p.m. The 40-year-old man, who was also charged for failing to stop at a red light, will appear in court on November 19th. There were no injuries as a result of the collision. There was one winning ticket for Saturday night's $24.5 million Lotto 649 draw, and it was sold somewhere in Toronto. Someone in the area also bought the winning ticket for the lottery's guaranteed $1 million prize, according to the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Commission. That ticket was sold in Richmond Hill. Premier Kathleen Wynne is moving on to Shanghai today, the third day of her trade mission to China. She's there to discuss science, technology, and potential partnerships in healthcare and education. Wynne is traveling with a group of 85 Ontario delegates. A tentative agreement that Ontario reached with elementary teachers may have ended their Work to Rule campaign, but it still won't be mandatory for them to do parent-teacher interviews. With the deal reached Monday with the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, teachers will now be preparing full progress reports, including comments, but the union says teachers won't be forced to accept parent requests for parent-teacher meetings. Deputy Premier Deb Matthews says teachers are professionals who consider engaging with parents as part of their jobs.
I would say to any parents who want to contact their kids' teachers to go right ahead and do that, and I have every expectation that that teachers will engage with parents. That's what teachers want to do.
A spokeswoman for the union says interviews will be initiated at the teacher's discretion if the teacher identifies a concern about a child's progress. The World Bank released a new report on climate change and poverty. Carlotta Bradley reports.
The World Bank says climate change could push more than 100 million people into extreme poverty by 2030 by disrupting agriculture and fueling the spread of malaria and other diseases. A report says the impact of global warming is borne unevenly, with the poor unprepared to deal with climate shocks, such as rising seas and severe droughts. How to help poor countries and poor people deal with climate change is a main issue in talks on a global climate agreement that's supposed to be adopted next month at a UN summit in Paris. The report is based in part on surveys of almost 1.5 million people in 92 countries. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Canada's new health minister says she plans to talk with her provincial and territorial counterparts as soon as next week as the Liberals set the wheels in motion for establishing a new health accord. Jane Philpott says the agreement is a high priority for the Liberals.
So many of the other parts of our platform will depend on that excellent relationship with provinces and territories that will form the basis of the health accord. So it's something that we will take early steps on.
Philpott also plans to attend a health minister's meeting scheduled for January. Ontario's transgender community is happy that the government wants to allow healthcare professionals across the province to provide a referral for sex reassignment surgery. Currently, patients can only get those referrals at the Centre for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto. Martine Stonehouse, who was in the middle of her sex reassignment surgeries when the Progressive Conservative government of Mike Harris delisted OHIP coverage, called today's announcement great.
This announcement is great because it's a long time coming. Having only one assessor site isn't practical. It is a bottleneck now since we got the surgery relisted in 2008. There's so many people out there that need services but can't get access.
However, no surgeons in Ontario perform the sex reassignment surgeries, so even with a referral, patients must travel to Montreal or the United States, which costs the province about $2.3 million a year. Ontario is considering regulations to force owners of tall buildings to take steps to protect birds which die by the millions each year as they fly into skyscrapers. Birds are confused by lights left on in high-rises at night, and during the day they get disoriented by glass windows that reflect the sky or nearby trees and plants. Environmental Commissioner Ellen Schwartzel takes the Liberal government to task in her annual report for saying voluntary measures are the way to get building owners to turn off lights, install non-reflective glass, and window coverings. As Russian experts test the wreckage of a downed Metrojet airliner, officials in Moscow are reluctant to pin the blame on terrorism. Patrick Revel reports.
Moscow says British authorities have now passed them the information that led the UK to conclude a bomb likely brought down the Metrojet plane, but they aren't saying whether they agree. Egyptian investigators have said the plane's black box recorded the sound of an explosion seconds before the crash, and it now seems almost certain that this was from a bomb. But officials here are still very reluctant to blame terrorism, perhaps because that would mean accepting that Russia's intervention in Syria prompted the attack. Patrick Revel, ABC News, Moscow.
The Liberal government is pushing ahead with plans to resettle 25,000 Syrian refugees by the end of the year. Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Minister John McCallum says he will be reaching out to every provincial and territorial immigration minister in the days ahead, as well as big city mayors, many of whom, he says, have already expressed a willingness to help.
I detect the groundswell of support, happiness, delight on the part of many, many groups of Canadians, whether within government or non-government organizations or simply ordinary Canadians, to help.
McCallum says they are looking at every option to get the refugees here, including commercial and military air transport, as well as by ship. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Michaela Chapman has sports next.
You trust your eyes to an optometrist and your skin to a dermatologist. When it comes to the appearance of your smile, trust an orthodontist. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I spend 100% of my time treating crooked teeth and jaws. Your bite is a complex biological system, and I possess the knowledge and experience to treat you safely. For a complimentary consultation, call me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. No referral needed. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders interim head coach Bob Dice says learning the job on the fly was his biggest challenge this season. Dice says he has had about 8 hours to get ready when he accepted the job of coaching a team that was on a 9-game losing skid. Dice says he enjoyed the role and is interested in taking the job on a full-time basis, but has not spoken directly to Riders president and CEO Craig Reynolds about the position. Jim Popp will return as the head of Montreal Alouettes in 2016. Popp, who has been general manager since 1996, stepped into the head coach's job mid-season when Tom Higgins was fired. Team president Mark Waitman said the move was prompted by a need for continuity in the coaching staff. The Alouettes ended the season 6-12 and missed the playoffs for the first time since 1996. Johnny Gaudreau scored twice and added an assist, and the Calgary Flames scored three times in the first period on the way to a 5-2 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's the first time this season that Calgary has won back-to-back games. Penguins coach Mike Johnson says early penalty trouble in the first period hurt this club.
You know, certainly your penalty killers are involved in the game, but it takes a lot of your more offensive players out of the game. Because in the first 10 minutes, they had almost 6 minutes of power play time, and that's a tough way to start. I thought our second period was a key period where we traded chances and we can't play that way.
Calgary hits the ice again tomorrow night against Florida. The Hockey Canada Foundation handed out more than $10,000 to grassroots Ontario hockey programs this weekend. The donations were announced as part of the celebrations surrounding the Women's Under-18 National Championship. The organization will use the money to cover ice costs and buy equipment. In NBA action, the Heat came alive after the half to pull away from the Toronto Raptors for a 96-76 win in Miami. Raptors coach Dwayne Casey says Miami took control of the game in the second half.
They got into us defensively, made it tough for us. We weren't aggressive with the basketball as we were in the first half, and that was the difference.
The Raptors host New York on Tuesday, and the Heat host the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow. Retired NBA star Steve Nash is teaming up with the CBC to develop a one-hour drama set at an elite basketball academy. Nash says the proposed series would revolve around the teens, parents, coaches, and administrators at a Toronto-area school and the unique trials young athletes face as they seek superstardom. It's tentatively titled Hardwood, with Nash working behind the scenes as a producer. In soccer, the Vancouver Whitecaps are out of the MLS playoffs after falling 2-0 last night to the Portland Timbers at BC Place. And the Montreal Impact were eliminated with a 4-3 aggregate goal loss to the Columbus Crew. Ki Kamara scored an extra time for Columbus. There are no Canadian teams remaining in the postseason. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.
The forecast for Belleville. Today will be mainly sunny with a high of 11. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of minus 2. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness early in the morning with a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon and a high of 10. Tomorrow night will be cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a low of minus 4. Wednesday, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers and a high of 10. At 4:10, it's 10 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Burry. News on 91X, next at 5.